Hey, Don, name three types of stem cells in your body.
I thought stem cells were from embryos, Yael. Do adults have them too?
We've got a few different kinds of stem cells, each with a different role. The term potency is used to describe the capacity of cells to change or differentiate into different cell types when they divide. There are totipotent, pluripotent, multipotent, oligopotent, and unipotent cells.
Whoa, how about some examples?
Sure. A fertilized egg cell, as it divides, makes every kind of cell in the human body. That one cell can create an entire person. So a fertilized egg is an example of totipotency. Embryonic stem cells are almost as flexible. They can differentiate into almost any cell type, like lung, muscle, liver, skin, or brain cells. But a single embryonic stem cell can never grow into an entire organism. This is an example of pluripotency.
My friend had a stem cell transplant as a treatment for leukemia. What kind of stem cells were those?
She probably received a donation of blood stem cells, like those found in bone marrow. Blood stem cells are multipotent. They can make all the different blood cell types, like red and white blood cells or platelets. But they can't create other kinds of cells. An example of oligopotency lurks in your lymph nodes. Lymphoid stem cells can produce a few, but not all, kinds of blood cells. Finally, cells that only produce identical copies of themselves are called unipotent. Like skin cells, when they divide, they only make more skin cells. This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger, with help from Kenneth Nephew in the Medical Sciences Program. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.